What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Panels on Pages podcast. Today, I am here at Fan Expo Chicago. This is day four. I've already done my shopping. I've already done my saying hi. So let's just check out all the indie creators at the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Rich Perez with Tango Comics. And our premier first comic that we released was our flagship title by the name of Descent of the Dead. And we're excited to announce our long-awaited sequel to it, which is called Descent of the Dead, The High Plains Massacre, which we're on the verge of releasing in October. We can be found at tangocomics.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, Tango Comics. Just do the search. Otherwise, we also have our store.tangocomics.com, which has all our items, both digital and print.
Hello, I'm Steve Horton, and this is my book, Amala's Blade, and it's all about the world's greatest sword fighter. Stars ghosts, pirates, and a ghost pirate monkey. Find me online.
Name is Tony Moy. I'm a watercolorist and a comic book artist. You can find my work on tonymoy.art. My current project is a watercolor webcomic about the Japanese Americans that fought in World War II. The unit known as the 442nd was composed of about 14,000 Japanese Americans who earned over 18,000 medals by the end of the war. And if you're wondering where that ranks them, that makes them number one. There is no other regiment that has more medals than this group of men, and many of them were fighting with their families behind barbed wire in internment camps. And so I'm weaving a story through a lot of the actual historical events and just trying to tell stories from the home front to the battlefront and both sides of the trenches. So it's available on Webtoons. You can also go to www.442nd.com, and it's on Webtoons and Tapas, and you can read it for free. It's a completely watercolor comic, and you can check it out. You can also follow me on Instagram at Tony Moy, Tony_Moy.
My name is Michelle Lodge. I'm the artist on the series Home Free. Home Free is about a woman named Sarah who is on the escape from a country that's on the brink of a violent revolution and crumbling around her. And on her way out of this country, she is faced to reckon with people and things of her past that she'd rather not deal with. We've got three issues in print ready right now, and then we've got the fourth issue funding on Kickstarter right this very moment. You can find that at comiclodge.com or right on Kickstarter itself. Just search for Home Free. The title of the fourth issue is called Salt in the Air.
How's it going? I'm John from Vena Comics, and we're going to go through Cinema Muerte. So Cinema Muerte follows a group of young filmmakers as they try to make their break into horror. And they end up finding a Necronomicon that they believe is just a prop. When they read from it, it unleashes Aztec deities from their slumber. And now one of the members of the party is possessed by an ancient spirit. It's a horror comedy like Clerks or Evil Dead. And it's really fun. They can find it on avenacomics.com or at any local show that we'll be at. Our list is online.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Bossy from Senso Studios, Iowa's first black comic book and animation company, coming at you from Fan Expo Chicago. Today, I got my two hard copy titles with me. They're set in the same universe. Basically, what's going on is there is a demon empire that's conquering the galaxy, and it's up to the main character, Azrael Black, and her AI counterpart, Seven, to defend the planet Panthera, which they are settling on. And so the purpose of the company is to bring more minority voices and characters to the forefront of science fiction, comic books, things of that nature. I actually just got a partnership with a professional race car driver, Colin Garrett, in collaboration with his 1111 veteran program, which helps veterans find some resources after they get discharged. And so everything that I'm doing here today is to get everybody in the community ahead of time, so that way by the time I get an animation on streaming services here in the next couple of months to a year, you already have a signed copy sitting on your bookshelf, so that way you can, you know, cash out on it when the time comes. And so in my comic book universe, there's a lot of stuff going on. The main character, Azrael, she's a warrior princess from Earth. And so her personal development is kind of coming out of her father's shadow because he was the king. And so she's figuring out life on her own for the first time, apart from the royalty, apart from all that stuff. And then likewise, her AI friend Seven is in a unique position as an AI, where she her creator just died, and so she's in this position where she can now define the meaning of synthetic life and define what that kind of looks like and find the purpose of synthetic life. And so as they're going through those things, they're encountering a feline species known as the Kanyao, and they come in all shapes and sizes. They might look like a lion, they might look like a tiger, they might look like a leopard. You just got to read and find out. But they're trying to keep friendly relationships with them, so that way they can, you know, not repeat a lot of the a lot of human history where we would invade lands, but rather be there by invitation. And so there's a lot of layers to this story, a lot of things that go into it. I hope y'all check it out. You can find me everywhere, SensoStudios.com, on any social media at Senso Studios. Much love.
This is The Killer's Wife by Susan Furlong. A woman is married to a serial killer unbeknownst to her. She goes to prison for the crime. He escapes. Now she's back. It's a mystery with a dark edge and a good twist. You find it anywhere books are sold.
My name is Rob Witzel. I'm the author of Super Penguin. It is a superhero story set in a world where all the characters are animals. Kind of Marvel meets Zootopia or DC meets Kung Fu Panda. It was published March 2022, and we've been out here having fun selling the book. Superpenguinbook.com is the best place to find it. We're also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target.com, Walmart.com.
This is a story set 25 years in the future where technology is so interwoven that no crime goes unsolved anymore. But the main character, his 19-year-old daughter, commits a crime. He covers it up to save her life, and that starts down this rabbit hole where he discovers nothing's as he thought it was.
Hey, all you crazy cats and kittens in Dalibor land, this is Nathan Luth. All right, I'm not going to do that the entire thing, I promise. But I have a couple cool books that I want to share with you, and if they sound like something you'd like, I hope you'll check it out. My first series is Impure Blood. It's an epic fantasy adventure about a young lady with a mysterious past who rescues a gladiator from captivity. He's a descendant of an ancient mythical people, driven to the point of extinction by humans, but she believes there's one last person out there and that together they can find him. I have Concrete Arcanum, an anthology of cool modern fantasy tales about what happens when magic steps out of the shadows. And last but not least, my latest series I just launched last year is The Canon of Vangel. 10 years after a magical reawakening has thrown the world into chaos, a wandering paladin is trying to help magical and mundane people alike navigate the new normal and ideally pump the brakes on the apocalypse in progress. You can find my stuff on Patreon, NathanLuthIllustration.com. Yeah, I'm doing a Patreon membership drive at the end of the month, and you can get every comic I've ever made, what's on my table, and more for just $6. So I think it's a good deal. I hope you do too. Thanks for stopping by.
My name is Jairi Cecil. I'm the writer-creator of Deja Vu Comics, published by Concrete. You can find this book on ConcreteComics.com. All right, so a little bit about Deja Vu. Deja Vu is a character. He has the powers of precognition, so he can see things a couple seconds before they happen. His suit is an enhanced suit. It enhances all of his abilities, and it also generates kinetic energy, so he can thwart off any enemies in combat. In his first arc, Fear the Reaper, a secret society shows up to his town, and they're looking for something, and he stands in their way. So make sure you check us out on Instagram, DejaVu_comics. And again, you can find that at ConcreteComics.com.
My name is Lyle Ringo. I'm the creator and writer of Tevin Fields is The Watchman. The Watchman is the action-packed vigilante superhero comic. If you like the iconic characters such as Captain America, Nightwing, Daredevil, or Wolverine, this is the story for you. You can find this book on ConcreteComics.com. And also on ConcreteComics.com, you can find all my social media accounts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Omari Malik, a.k.a. Big Bang Aaron. You can find my books on Amazon.com at Amazon.com/author/OMARI_MALIK. That'll pull up all four of my comics. And you can buy the digitals online at my website, Black2Publishing.com. So I have three books. The first one's titled The Dasher. It's about a 15-year-old girl that has the power to shapeshift. She can be anything she wants, but she's struggling to be herself. The second book is titled Dogpile. It's about a guy that lost his family in a mysterious accident. He ran away, developed superpowers. In that time, while he was running away and developing his powers, he came across 7 stray dogs. Those dogs became his new family. Now he's going back home to fight crime and figure out what happened. And the last book is titled Snakebite. My main character, him and his friends, are starting to be rambunctious. They're starting to be rebellious, getting a little bit of trouble. They decide to get tattoos. His tattoos give him superpowers. So now he's trying to decide if he's going to be a hero or if Duffy's going to follow behind his friends and be a villain. Those books are all available individually or together as the Black Tooth Battalion, which is a combined anthology to harken back to the old days of comics when you would buy a book like Amazing Fantasy or Tales of Suspense and then have a bunch of different series together. Once again, my name is Omari Malik. Thank you guys for the time.
Ready? All right. Well, my name is Herschel, and I am the writer, creator of four titles, Almost America, Midnight Rider, Corey Lynn and the Apocalypse, and then Gang. So Almost America takes place in an alternate reality where America developed differently. It's segregated. So on the East Coast, you have Europeans. On the West Coast, you have African-American, Native Americans, and Hispanics. Now, the African-Americans control tech. The Native Americans will magic through the spirit world, and the Hispanics are like a warrior race of super soldiers. Then on the East Coast, the Europeans fly dragons. So it's all about two brothers who are basically trying to unite the country, make it one nation, at the same time as Emperor Shark, who is trying to do it through conquering. So that's the premise of Almost America. Then we have Midnight Rider. Now, Midnight Rider is based on this kid who his whole life dreamed of being a championship wrestler. Right when all his dreams were about to come true, his past catches up to him. When he's at his very lowest point, this mysterious figure comes in and gives him an item that transforms him into the Midnight Rider. Now he's got to decide, does he still want to be a champion or does he want to step up and be a true hero? And then there's Corey Lynn. Now, Corey Lynn takes place 49 years from now. In the year 2022, there's a global event that destroys all technology on the planet, as well as transforming anything with DNA in some way. So the story's all about Corey Lynn and her trusted sidekicks, Diesel and Tank, as they go on a quest to try to discover what happened to technology and get the world back to the way it was. And last but not least, we have Gang. Gang is based on a group of lifelong friends that grew up in the ghetto, in the hood, and they're dealing with hood issues. They're dealing with gang violence. They're dealing with drugs. They're dealing with Black Lives Matter stuff. And then, well, and then there's an alien invasion. So now they're dealing with aliens. So it's truly just about how a group of diverse individuals from the hood take on an alien invasion. And that's pretty much my pitch. I am Herschel Forge, and this is Comic Forge. And you can check us out at comicforgepublishing.com.
So that's actually going to be it for this one. I'm recording this outro as I'm editing this on Thursday, the 17th. So it's been a while. It's been four full days since the show. The messed up thing is I spent Thursday and Friday doing my going around, checking things out. Friday, I did all my shopping. I didn't even see Comic Forge until the last day. I met him 5 minutes before I recorded that. I heard the pitch once and I said, hey, do it for the camera. I cannot stress enough how much you need to keep your eyes open when you're at a convention. Second thing I can't stress enough to my future self is bring the freaking pop filter. That's going to be it for this one. Make sure you check out your local comic shop. Tons of indie comics are making it on store shelves. Concrete Comics is the most recent one that I'm aware of. Make sure you check out your local comic shop and get your favorite indie comics. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.